Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're going to be talking about something I think is very unique, the Whistlers of Mexico. We're going to find out in our lesson today about this language that is composed of whistles. People whistle, and that is their language. That's how they communicate with each other. Well, I wonder what kind of languages you have heard or maybe heard about that you find very interesting or unique. Carolyn?
Well, there are many, many languages in the world, but really, I think Taiwanese is a very interesting language. Hmm. I hear it a lot here in Taipei, but I don't really know that much about it. I know it has a lot more tones than Chinese, which is what I've been studying. And it's very nasally and tonal and very unique.
That's right. And there are a lot of idioms in Taiwanese that you need to understand in order to really get a hold of the language. Another language I think is interesting is some of the South African languages that actually have kind of a click sound that you really have to get used to using. Well, we're going to be learning about another language here in the Whistlers of Mexico. Let's get started.
The Whistlers of Mexico. For the Chinantec people, whistling is a language. If you find yourself in Mexico's Sierra Madre del Sur mountains, listen for a whistle floating across the rugged peaks. Then listen for an answer. You may overhear a conversation in a rare and unusual language. For centuries, the Chinantec people have lived in the mountains of Oaxaca, Mexico. They established villages and planted crops on the steep slopes. But the rough landscape made travel and communication difficult.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you know how to whistle? In rural Sierra Madre de Sul in Mexico, knowing how to whistle is like knowing a whole different language. We'll learn all about it in today's article. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Overhear. Overhear is a verb. I sometimes overhear my roommates talking on the phone with their parents. Establish. Establish is a verb. The organization is raising money to establish a school in a poor village. Be composed of something. Be composed of something is a verb. Our team is composed of people from many different countries. Circumstance. Circumstance is a noun. Michelle doesn't like flying, but these circumstances give her no choice. Your more information word is pierce. Pierce is a verb. Let's begin.
Well, let's get right into our article here on the Whistlers of Mexico. For the Chinantec people, whistling is a language. Did you know that whistling could be a language, Gabe?
Did I know that? No, I didn't. Not before reading this article. But it is for the Chinantec people, and we're going to find that actually they can whistle almost anything in this whistled language. Let's get started here. If you find yourself in Mexico's Sierra Madre del Sur mountains, listen for a whistle floating across the rugged peaks.
Oh, that is such a beautiful sentence, Gabe. It is very eloquent. It's just, it flows. Mm-hmm. You can hear, listen for a whistle floating across the rugged peaks. You can imagine that you're there.
That's right. Now, usually when I see this word floating, I think of something like on the water, like a boat that floats on the water, or maybe a feather floating in the wind. But here we're talking about a sound that floats over the mountains.
Mm-hmm. That is right. And you know, there is a nice little phrase at the beginning of this sentence. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in a place, and right now we are about to find ourselves in the grammar gym with Liz.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In our article today, we read this statement. If you find yourself in Mexico's Sierra Madre del Sol Mountains, that's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, find yourself. It doesn't mean you got lost and then you're found. No. Instead, to find yourself just means you are. So in today's sentence, the writer is just commenting, if you're ever in Mexico's Sierra Madre del Sol Mountains. Usually, we use this phrase, finding oneself or to find oneself, when we're commenting on how someone is in a particular situation. For example, if you find yourself wondering what the tour guide is saying, please don't hesitate to ask for clarification. Or, after studying chemistry for 2 years, Dennis found himself feeling bored in his classes. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next.
Thank you, Liz. Well, just before the Grammar Gym, we were talking about this sound floating through the mountains and over the peaks. Okay, we read here, then listen for an answer. You may overhear a conversation in a rare and unusual language. All right, let's take a look at a word here from our word bank. To overhear something, what does that mean?
Well, if you overhear something, that means that you are listening to something that's being said, probably a conversation, but you are not part of mm-hmm. the conversation. You're listening to other people talking about something.
And actually, my desk here at Studio Classroom is really close to my boss's office. Sometimes I overhear conversations. I don't mean to, but sometimes I hear something that, well, I think is kind of interesting. So do you ever overhear conversations? You could say, I overheard an interesting conversation yesterday.
That's right. So you are not part of it, but you can still hear what is being said. Now, continuing on, for centuries, the Chinantec people have lived in the mountains of Oaxaca, Mexico. So there's a very interesting pronunciation of this word. You see, it's spelled O-A-X-A-C-A, but it's pronounced Oaxaca.
That's right. Oaxaca. Say that. Oaxaca. Nice. But then the next word, Mexico, it also has an X. Carolyn, why is that pronounced Mexico, but then the city or the place is called Oaxaca?
Well, actually, in Spanish, Mexico is not pronounced with a hard X sound. Mm. It's Mexico with a more of an H sound. So the country here, we say Mexico in English, mm-hmm. but we still use the Spanish word for the city.
That's right. Well, actually, it's more proper to say Mexico. All right, so that is better. Oaxaca, Mexico. And we're talking about this place, the Chinantec people lived there. They established villages and planted crops on the steep slopes. Let's talk about that word, to establish something. If you establish something, that means you put it there, you make it secure, you establish it.
That's right, and it means that you are starting it. There wasn't something there before. So many times we think of establishing a company, but here we are talking about establishing a place to live.
That's right. Actually, I like that you said we establish a company sometimes. Maybe you've seen shirts about a company, and it'll say EST, period, and then since a year, established since 1999. EST is short for established. Okay, so you can establish a company. You can establish your reputation for people. You can establish a relationship of some kind.
That's right. So they established villages in this mountainous area. But the rough landscape made travel and communication difficult. They had to find a solution for it. But before we learn what that solution is, we need to visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 overhear 这个动词。overhear 是指无意中听见、偶然听见或者是偷听。例如 ，the patient overheard the doctors discussing his condition。这位病人无意中听到医生们在讨论他的病情。或者是 Gina intentionally stood close to the judges to overhear the results of the contest。Gina 故意站着离评审很近，想要偷听比赛的结果。接下来我们看的是 establish 这个动词。establish 是指建立或设立，例如 the charitable organization was established by a group of teachers。这个慈善机构是由一群老师所建立的。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 establishment， 意思是指建立，也可以指企业或机构。例如 that food chain is a well-organized establishment。那个餐厅连锁企业非常的有组织。
What is the most interesting language that you have ever heard? In our lesson, The Whistlers of Mexico, today, we're learning about a certain group of people who whistle to communicate with one another. And of course, we learned a little bit about how the Chinantec people of Oaxaca, Mexico, they established villages and planted crops on steep slopes. But of course, they live in the mountains. And sometimes, in order to communicate, it's easier to whistle. Well, let's continue learning about this now.
The Whistlers of Mexico. Shouting over the mountains can strain one's voice, but whistling does not. So some Chinantecs developed a language composed entirely of whistles. It can express almost every word in their spoken language. Some scholars think this form of communication dates back to the time of the first languages. Chinantecs use different styles of whistling at different distances. The shortest is used face-to-face. A medium-range style can be heard up to 200 meters away. And for long-distance communication, they place their fingers in their mouths and let out a piercing whistle. In some circumstances, it can be heard over a kilometer away.
Let's learn some more about this whistling and why they chose it over just talking. We read, shouting over the mountains can strain one's voice, but whistling does not. Do you ever feel like when you need to speak very loudly or for a long time, your throat gets tired, you just don't want to talk anymore?
Oh, totally, Carolyn. I feel that way sometimes after I'm cheering for a basketball team or something, or if I've spoken a lot, I can strain my voice if I'm not careful. And that's a good point for those of you who want to be actors or singers. There's a proper way to train your voice so that you don't strain it. So you can see this word strain is a noun or a verb.
That's right. So you don't want to strain your voice or put strain on your voice. But if you whistle, then you don't have to worry because whistling does not strain your voice. And the Chinantecs realized this. So some Chinantecs developed a language composed entirely of whistles.
Well, this sounds like an interesting language. Let's take a look at this phrase from our word bank. Something is composed of something else. That means you have the whole and it has many parts. It is composed of these different parts. For example, America is composed of many different ethnic groups, many different kinds of people. Or you could say this dish is composed of rice, meat, and sauce.
That's right. And here they have this language that is composed of whistles. Very, very unique. Now, we continue reading. It can express almost every word in their spoken language. Now, that is very impressive. They have a system of whistles that they can use to express almost every word in their spoken language.
That's right. And so, some scholars think this form of communication dates back to the time of the first languages. The first languages ever on Earth. Maybe it dates back all the way to that time. Well, let's take a look at a phrase in that sentence. If something dates back to another time, how can you use that phrase?
Well, if it dates back to something, that means that it goes back to an earlier time period. You might say that this clay pot dates back 2,000 years. That means that the pot is 2,000 years old.
2,000 years old. You know, the Christian religion dates back about 2,000 years. Now, we just said it dates back, but you could also say dates back to in another way, like this. The internet dates back to the 1960s, but the World Wide Web dates back to about 1990. Okay, so something could date back so many years, or it dates back to a certain time period.
That's right. So there are two different ways you can use this phrase, date back or date back to. Well, right now it is time for us to learn with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Oh, I'm so close.
So close to what, Ken?
Well, I'm trying to make an anagram using the words Chinantec and Whistlers.
And what have you got so far?
When a rich cat listens. But that doesn't make sense. Plus, I have an extra N I don't know what to do with.
Keep trying. Friends, an anagram is a type of wordplay. You make one by rearranging the letters in a word or phrase to produce an altogether new word or phrase.
Now, the tricky part is each letter from the original word or phrase may only be used once.
And it needs to make sense. Anagrams have been around for centuries. They've been used by scientists and diplomats to create secret messages. They've been used by psychiatrists to test patients' memories. But mostly, anagrams have been used for fun.
The best anagrams have, in some way, a connection with the original word. For example, dormitory can be turned into dirty room. See the connection?
Good one. How about the anagrams 2 plus 11 and 1 plus 12? Not only do both use the same letters, they give the same mathematical result, 13.
Anagram 是一种文字游戏，就是将一个单字或片语里头的字母重新排列组合成另一个单字或片语。举一个简单的例子， T-E-A-T 是茶。 它的 anagram 可以变成 EAT, eat, 吃。所以 anagram 其实就是一个重组字。而最有意思的 anagram 是重组出来的字是跟原来的字有一点关联。例如 dormitory 宿舍可以被重新排列组合成 dirty room 肮脏的房间。你觉得学英文很枯燥吗？ 不妨来玩一玩 anagram。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Moving on, Chinantec use different styles of whistling at different distances. And we see here the shortest is used face-to-face.
And a medium-range style can be heard up to 200 meters away, so a pretty good distance. And for long-distance communication, they place their fingers in their mouths and let out a piercing whistle.
All right, if something is piercing, it is high-pitched, difficult to listen to. In some circumstances, it can be heard over a kilometer away. Special circumstances indeed. Let's take a look at this word circumstance. Now, a circumstance is a special situation that you are in.
That's right. So, due to the weather circumstance, we cannot go hiking today.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, under these circumstances, we can't go hiking. All right, well, thank you for joining us now. And actually, we have something special. There's a special video about the Chinantec whistling. Let's take a look. And then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
He said to him, "What are you going to do tomorrow noon?" Then he replied, "Well, nothing." He says, "I'm just going to take a nap. I'm going to take a nap in the middle of the day."
This is the same sentence whistled, and this is the same sentence spoken.
Oh, my goodness. So it's as if they're using the same tone structure, speaking and whistling.
Yeah, so this is the whistled speech, and this is the spoken speech, and you can see how parallel they are. They even rise, fall in the same place, and the timing is all the same. And you can actually count the syllables. Because they're not just whistling the pitches. There's the pitch, there's how many syllables, or the structure of the syllables that there is, and then there's the stress that's being whistled.
But this really simplifies it and shows you why they're able to whistle it. But also, you can see that they are, in fact, whistling the speech. I mean,
exactly,
that really,
yes.
that demonstrates it. See, in English, if I want to whistle, I have a dog. I can't do it. Well, that could be anything in the world.
That
but
could be a lot of things.
It can't be just anything in the world in Chinantec.
It works this well in tonal languages like this. And Chinantec is very tonal. It has 7 different tones, plus all these stress contrasts and everything. There's more than 20 different melodic contrasts that are being whistled here.
Which would make it almost impossible for a person like me to learn.
Even at this age, they can take what they know about the melody of the language and put it into whistles. What does the future hold for Sochiapan whistle speech? I've learned in my interaction with the community here that whistle speech has gone from something which was every day and pervasive throughout the community and used all the time, what was normal, to now being something that could be considered ritual or special. It's something that you hear in much fewer contexts. How long will it be around? It'll be around a little while longer, and how the community responds to valuing whistle speech will determine whether it's a long while or a little while. But the way it looks now, it may be gone in this community within 10 years.
Okay, 继续我们来看的是 be 动词加上 composed of 这个动词。 Compose 是指组成或构成， 所以 be 动词加上它的过去分词 composed of 是指由某些事物或某些人所组成的。 例如 the band is composed of top musicians， 这个乐团是由顶尖的乐手所组成的。 或者是 her diet was composed of mainly vegetables and chicken breasts， 她的餐点大部分是由蔬菜和鸡胸肉所组成的。 最后我们看的是 circumstance 这个名词， C-I-R-C-U-M 这个字首有环绕或者是周围的意思， 所以 circumstance 是指情况、环境或者是境遇， 大部分是用复数形。 例如 under the circumstances we have to cut our expenses as much as possible， 就目前的情况而言我们必须尽量减少开销。 或者是 under no circumstances will we agree to sell our store， 在任何情况下我们都不会卖掉我们的店。 And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Okay, I'm going to communicate by whistling to Carolyn.
Gabe, I don't understand what you're saying.
I said, did you enjoy today's lesson, Carolyn?
Oh, well, yes, I did, but I'm afraid I don't speak whistle.
Well, right.
Thank you for joining us today. We have a lot more to learn about the Chinantec people and their whistled language tomorrow here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.